Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This morning, Pentagon officials announced they expect more terrorist attack attempts to follow yesterday's bombing near Kabul airport. Officials say 13 American service members and at least 169 Afghans died. For months, critics have worried that the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan would embolden terrorist groups in the region. And here to tell us more about the security implications of the fall of Afghanistan is retired Admiral James Stavridis. He's a former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO and oversaw the mission in Afghanistan from 2009 to 2013. Welcome.
Good to be with you, Celeste.
I'm glad that we have someone with so much knowledge of the complicated situation in Afghanistan to talk to. I wonder, for a civilian like myself, what can you tell me to help me understand what happened yesterday?
Well, let's start by recognizing the families of the 13 servicemen who died defending this country. And in the midst of a humanitarian operation, they're having the worst day of their lives. And we ought to just pause for a second and recognize that. Celeste, what happened yesterday was the culmination, in some ways, of 20 years of effort in Afghanistan. And it came to a tragic ending. It developed more recently, tactically, over the past couple of months as a combination of things happened. We didn't have the best intelligence on the status of the Afghan forces. Some of the long-term training that we did with the Afghans to prepare them failed us. The Taliban performed superbly. Several Afghan leaders, including the president, Ashraf Ghani, simply decamped. So when you put all that together, you end up with a very perilous situation as the United States correctly tries to get our American citizens, our green card holders, and our Afghan allies and partners safely out of Kabul.
When we spoke to you back in July, you listed a number of things that you hoped would not happen in Afghanistan, and that included the fall of Kabul to Taliban control and a chaotic evacuation reminiscent of the end of the Vietnam War. Both of those have now happened. What went wrong? At what link in the chain? Which one broke?
No one thing broke. And when we talked last, I said I thought there was perhaps a 1 in 3 chance that things would remain relatively stable and that there was a 2 in 3 chance that the wheels would really come off. And unfortunately, that is what has happened. Again, a combination of faulty intelligence, bad decisions about training the Afghan security forces, the sudden withdrawal of support to those Afghan security officers, the fact that the Afghan governmental leadership suddenly departed. The Taliban simply did a very good job. They had sanctuaries from Pakistan. Celeste, all those things came together to create the scenario we're in. And then to jump on top of that, the Islamic State, Khorasan, a splinter group of the Islamic State, saw an opportunity to humiliate the United States, to strike a blow against the new Taliban government, and they took it.
President Biden said the U.S. will retaliate against the attackers of the airport bombing. Here he is yesterday.
To those who carried out this attack, as well as anyone who wishes America harm, know this. We will not forgive. We will not forget. We will hunt you down and make you pay.
You know, Admiral, those remarks echo former President Bush's remarks that he made after 9/11, but this time the U.S. is leaving Afghanistan rather than invading. How do you place these remarks in context of the fact that we are removing boots on the ground from Afghanistan?
It becomes perhaps not mission impossible, to back up the president's words, but it's going to be mission very, very hard. And so assuming that we can over time develop a sufficiently precise targeting information. And my guess is that the Islamic State is probably operating out of caves and mountain structures in eastern Afghanistan, much as Al-Qaeda did in the Tora Bora region. It seems to me that we're going to have to get that intelligence and then come in over the horizon, as the president likes to use the phrase. And we can do that. We can come in from great distances, from our bases in the Arabian Gulf, from our base in Diego Garcia in the Indian Ocean. We can have carriers come up and get within 300 miles of Afghanistan, which is itself, of course, landlocked, but off the coast of Pakistan. So we will have options. The challenge, Celeste, is going to be getting the intelligence now that we have left. Doing that will be a combination of overhead sensors, cyber, monitoring cell. I suspect the CIA will keep some kind of network in place. I don't think it's going to be happening in the next few days, but I think over time we will, as we found bin Laden, we will find the killers in this case.
We only have about 30 seconds left, though, Admiral, and I just wanted to mention that the military has taken action trying to dismantle ISIS-K before this and was unsuccessful. What are the chances they can do it now?
I think they are reasonably good, actually. And if you stop and think about 5 years ago, the Islamic State was rolling toward Baghdad, seemingly unstoppable. We stopped them at the gates of Baghdad. We'll stop them in Afghanistan.
Retired Admiral James Stavridis is a former Supreme Allied Commander of NATO. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Celeste.